Hello, my name is Scott Higa, the Christian nerd with your Nerd of God Daily. When quarantine started, I somehow managed to get hold of one of the last Nintendo Switches available. I found mine at Costco. They weren't out in the store, but I went up to the merchandise pickup window and asked if they happened to have any in stock. They said yes, and I managed to bring home what now is equivalent to the Holy Grail. We bought Super Mario Bros. Deluxe, which has been a lot of fun to play with my 4-year-old daughter. There's a character, Nabbit, who can't be killed by enemies, which is great for her. I mean, she still falls a lot, but at least Goombas can't get her. I also got Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, which I've been waiting to play ever since it was announced. The first two games are spectacular and really help you feel like you're assembling the entirety of the Marvel Universe to save said universe. All of the synergy combos where heroes combine their powers are awesome. It's fun unlocking different costumes and going through areas like Avengers Tower, Xavier's Mansion, and Dormammu's Dark Realm. Like, that's just a blast. So I've had the game for over a month, but I haven't really progressed very far in the actual story of the game. I've got this entire stable of characters, and I want to make sure that they're all leveling up at the same rate. So after I beat the first three levels, for some reason I had the thought in my head to level all of my characters up to at least level 20. Most of them were at level 12 at that point. Then after I beat the fourth level, I wanted to level everyone up to 25, and now that I've beaten the fifth level, I'm trying to get everyone up to level 30. The game has infinity trials, which are basically replayable levels with different objectives. I keep replaying the one where I have 3 minutes to beat up as many bad guys as I can. I keep replaying the same trial over and over again, just grinding out experience so I can level up all of my characters. And someone asked me if I'm having fun playing Ultimate Alliance, and I don't know if experience grinding is fun. I'm enjoying it, but it's not exactly fun. And this experience grind made me think of Paul's words from Philippians 1, where he wrote, "I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you carried on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Paul is encouraging members of the church that he founded. He wanted them to know that he appreciated their support, but also that God would continue to work in their lives no matter what. In this, the reality that God is going to continue working in my life no matter what, like, that is a constant reminder I need. Because sometimes life feels like an experience grind, especially during this quarantine. I feel like I keep doing the same things over and over and over and over again. I wake up, I eat breakfast, I sit at my makeshift home office and spend my day on Zoom calls, creating videos for our church's social media, updating websites, and then finding an hour at night just to relax after our kids go to bed. Wash, rinse, repeat. I am grinding out life right now, and maybe you feel the same way. But even in the grind, even in the monotony, we can trust that God is at work. If we're continuing to engage with him through spiritual disciplines, if we're continuing to serve those around us, then we can be assured that he who began a good work in us will carry it out until completion. It may feel like a grind, but that grind is accomplishing something. My grind in Ultimate Alliance is accomplishing something, even though it doesn't feel like I'm getting very far in the game. And the grind of this season is the same way. So keep grinding. Keep carving out time for God. Keep practicing your spiritual disciplines. Keep serving those around you. If we can stay faithful in this season, trusting that God is still at work in our lives, then there's no telling what he's preparing for us in the next season. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. Once again, I am Scott Higa, the Christian nerd for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, love God, love others, and be a better nerd.